So, after Moshe and Aaron get the terrible news that they're not entering into Eretz Yisrael, it says, V'yisim yikadosh v'yobanei Yisrael kol eidah hor hor hor. V'yomar anu Moshe v'el Aaron b'hor hor. Agvular Eretz Edom le'mor by the border of Edom, by Mount Hor. Moshe and Aaron received the word that Yosef Aaron el Amav ki lo yavo l'oretz shir nesadav n'Yisrael ha'shem rizim as people in Meim Riva. That Aaron was told that he will have to be replaced, and he'll have to pass away, and his son is going to succeed him. Kachas Aaron b'sal Lazor b'nov halosam horahor. That Aaron and Lazor had to go up to the mountain. Take off the 8 priestly garments and put them on Lazor. V'yarn Yosef Sham and Umeis Sham. And Aaron will die there. So it says Moshe and Aaron went up, and Elazar went up to Mount Hor before the eyes of the whole community. So it says the people saw when Moshe took off each one of the priestly garments, they still remained on Aaron. It was a miraculous thing. It was not that the garments were on Aaron, but it's that the midos, the attributes of Aaron, were reflected by the garments. And they didn't believe that he would be dead. They said a man who we saw stood up to the Malach HaMavis by the whole incident of Korach, he can't die. So it says that he had to be shown by Yeru Kol Eidah Kigav Aaron, that all of the people, Saron had passed away, that it was called the kiss of death. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had kissed him, and he was laying down on a bed with lights on either side of him, and they saw that Aaron had indeed had passed away. And it says, because they accused Moshe of killing his brother. I mean, this was the level of Klal Yisrael at that time. But yet they were brokenhearted. So it's Shloshim Yom Kol Beishal. So that's the Shloshim they had was for Aaron Kol Beishal. The adjective kol, all, the whole house of Israel. In other words, unlike Moshe, when Moshe died, he didn't see that. When Miriam died, he didn't see that. By Aaron, you saw it. Why? It says because Aaron, a Kohen, was always bringing shalom between a man and his woman, his wife, between neighbors, between brothers, between family members. This was the attribute of Aaron. And Aaron felt that perhaps maybe he had he couldn't understand why didn't they love Moshe the way they loved him. He said, maybe I was Moel, the Me'il of Hektish. Maybe I didn't live up to my responsibilities. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu reassured him, said, no, you did. You didn't do anything wrong. And Aaron passed away. But we see this great attribute of love one for another. And of course, with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash coming up on Tisha B'Av, Shiva Sarvatamos coming up, a week from tomorrow, which is Shabbos, so it'll be a nitcha, it'll be a Sunday, but we have to realize the attributes of Aaron, that if we're people of peace and people of fraternity and brotherhood, then if that's the approach that we have for one another, then the whole house of Israel will be united, and Rebbein Shem will bring us back to Yerushalayim, to rebuild Yerushalayim, and a rebuilt base of Mikdash from Hevri Amenu, a good Arab Shabbos.